church, you'll go to hell. If you're the first one on the front row, you're a self-righteous son of a can't win for losing. You'll just disappoint them. Just cause you can't beat them don't mean you should join them. Make lots of noise, or kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls if that's something you're into. When the straight and narrow gets a little too straight, roll off the path, or don't. Just follow your arrow wherever it points. Yeah, follow your arrow wherever it points. Say what you feel, love who you love, cause you just get so many trips round the sun. Yeah, you only, only live once. So make lots of noise and kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls if that's what you're into. When the straight and narrow gets a little too straight, roll off the path, I would. Just follow your arrow wherever it points. Yeah, follow your arrow wherever it points. Yesterday, a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. Then the child moved 10 times round the season, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now. For you drag your feet to slow the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game. Years spin by and now the child is 20. Dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game.
We seekers are on a quest to discover truth and meaning. Sometimes we think we've found it, wrapped up, glimmering with newness, straight off the intellectual assembly line, with all the answers are right here before us and others, if they'd listen. Let our time of worship be an acknowledgement of the never-ending journey towards truth, meaning, and the appreciation of those from along the way.
Good morning and welcome to People's Church. We're so glad you've come today. A special welcome for those of you who are here for the first time. We're so glad that you've joined us in worship. And if you've been here many times, I invite you to introduce yourself to someone whom you have not yet met. We are a Unitarian Universalist congregation of seekers. We gather together and we gain wisdom from many of the world's religious traditions, from literature, philosophy, and science. We strive to live according to our highest ideals of right living and right relations with each other and with the earth. Today, we have a very special service, which is a little different because it has been planned and will be led by our youth. At People's Church, we try to acknowledge rites of passage, especially in our young people, as they come of age and as they enter out into the world. And this is our annual bridging service, where we will recognize our eighth graders as they come into our high school group, and we'll honor our high school seniors as we bridge them out into the world. Welcome, and we're so glad you're here today.
I'd like to invite you to stand if you are willing and able and sing with us the introit, "This Day We Come."
This day we come once more together as winds of earth call forth our names. My people, all of the strength of this circle, may we come rejoicing, determined, united in love of life again. This day we come once more together
I'd like to invite Delaney and Eleanor to come up and light our chalice, please.
This light we kindle is set in the lamp of our history. We inherit this free faith from the brave and gentle, fierce and outspoken hearts and minds that have come before us. Let us be worthy inheritors of this faith, and through our good works, pass it boldly to a new generation.
Good morning. My name is Don Miller from the Board of Trustees, and I have these three announcements. Next week is the final service of the program year. We will be having a flower ceremony, so please bring a flower to share. Also, there will be a child dedication ritual during that service. Please talk to Reverend Rachel if your family would like to participate in that. Here's a quick and rewarding summer church project for you. We will be grooming and mulching all of the memorial trees and bushes on our church property. If you'd like to adopt a tree or two or just join the work crew, please contact Rick Johnson or Catherine Niesink. Many thanks to those who today brought donated food to Loaves and Fishes. If you still want to join in, we're collecting next Sunday as well. The collection barrel is located just inside the church entrance. Peace and Nature Camp starts in 3 weeks, and there are still a few spots available. See Jeff Kirkwood after church if you'd like to participate in that.
Please join us if you're willing and able to stand and sing with us, Swimming to the Other Side.
Living 'neath the great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship the ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom, I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open, imperfection will be my guide. In humility I will listen, we're all swimming to the other side. Living 'neath the great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. Journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart. I am gathering the tools together, I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who've come before me band together.
same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share. And ever since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Can we have the children up for the time for all ages? Okay, do any of you guys know what an affirmation is? Okay, so an affirmation is words that you think or say that you believe to be true. Stuff like what your favorite color is, stuff like that.
When you have a negative thought, you can change that into a positive affirmation.
Like, when waiting around is not what you planned, you might start to have negative thoughts. Like, this line is so long, we'll never get to the fair. Picture the fun you'll have and say, I make today great.
Have you ever wished you looked different or more like someone else? You might feel like saying, I don't like my hair. I wish I looked like her. Instead, look in the mirror every day and repeat, I love myself just the way I am.
If your friends all want you to go their way, it's easy to think, if I don't do what they want, they will be mad at me. Do what is right for you and tell yourself, I stand up for what is important to me.
When you don't want to pay attention, you may believe, this isn't about me, so I don't need to listen. Remember that life has a lot to teach you, and you think, I love to learn new things.
When you are feeling alone, unhappy thoughts might creep in, like, why don't they want to talk to me? Help these feelings go away by telling yourself, I am surrounded by love.
If it seems easier to sit back and watch than to help, you may think, I wish someone would help me to get on that pony. Change your thoughts and say, I happily help whenever I can.
Even though you have many great things in life, sometimes you'll still wish, I sure would love to have one of those. Pay attention to what is good in your life and say every day, I am grateful for what I have.
Have you ever done something you wish you hadn't? You might get mad at yourself and think, I can't believe I forgot my sweater. I always forget everything. Keep positive and say to yourself, I learn from my mistakes and move on.
When it comes to taking care of the world you live in, you could think, who cares? One more piece of trash doesn't make a difference. Instead, think, I care for my home, the earth.
If people around you have nothing good to say, it can bring you down. It's too crowded. I'm hot. I'm so dizzy. Maybe they are right. Don't let others' moods change change yours. Say, I choose to be positive.
You might think that you are not creative and that other kids have better ideas than you. I can't decorate my bike. This is going to look awful. Don't give up. Say to yourself, I am filled with creative ideas.
When you see kids who look or act different from you, you might say to yourself, I hope I don't have to ride with them. Try to look past the differences you see on the outside. Think, I see the best in everyone.
Okay, so what are some things that you guys can do to make a negative thought into a positive one? Yes.
And she said that she can help her little brother if he's having negative thoughts with the first day of kindergarten. Does anybody else have any things you can say to have positive affirmations?
Think about something happy or something and just keep on thinking about that and it'll make you happy.
And he said that if you're having sad thoughts that you can think about something happy and that will make you happier.
Okay, and now we're going to release the kids to their classes. We invite the 6th and 7th graders to stay for the service.
People's Church relies on the generosity of our members and friends to support our church and the programs we offer. We will now collect the offering, and we hope you will give generously.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
This is a community.
Whoop, my bad.
I gotta say something real quick. All right. My bad. Okay.
Please join me in giving thanks. From the countless gifts we each have been given, the gift of life and love and sustenance, we bring these small portions to share in the works of love, which none of us can accomplish alone. It is a tradition in our congregation to honor the rites of passage in the lives of our youth. At this time, our graduating seniors will share some reflections on their time at People's Church. Following their senior statement, we will symbolically bridge our seniors out and our eighth graders into the youth community at People's.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry if I'm a little congested here. Woke up this morning with a stuffy nose. My name is Gavin Rutherford, and I've been attending People's Church for as long as I can remember. I'm grateful to be able to stand here on this stage and tell the congregation how important you all have been to me for these past 17 years or so. For those of you who have gotten the chance to know me, you're probably aware that I like to make jokes, but today I'd like to address you all in complete sincerity. I didn't always love coming to church when I was younger. When Sundays rolled around, I would have much rather sat on the couch watching Cartoon Network. Although I didn't always love the curriculum, There was one reason why I always enjoyed church, though. At church, I made some of the best friends I'd ever had. Knowing that if I came to church, I would get to spend time with them made the whole thing worth it. And after a few years, I realized that I was no longer just coming to see them, but I also enjoyed what was being taught. Now that I stand on stage, addressing you all like so many before me have, the fact that I was done with high school didn't really click with me. I feel nervous about going off into the world, but I remember that there are people who are worried for me. I remember that there are people who want me to do great things, and I realize that I can't let everyone down. In the fall, I plan on attending Northern Michigan University to study forensic biochemistry. While I'll be more than 7 hours away, I plan to take all the lessons that I've learned here and elsewhere with me, and I want to thank you all for your support.
All right, my name is Triana. There we go. Now I can see. And I'm just a pair of eyeballs peeking over. Anyway, my name is Triana Crosstew. And when I first came to People's Church around 4 years ago for the OWL program, I was very shy, awkward, and nervous before. But I slowly came to warm up to the rest of the youth that were also in the OWL program at the time. This is where I met some of my now very close friends. Some of you are in the audience. Not going to point them out. After the OWL program, me and my family started to attend People's Church. After I and my younger siblings excitedly told our parents about how great all the youth and instructors were. It was a bit awkward for me in the first year that I went, and I hadn't really managed to work my way into the group since I kind of started in high school. I was just someone that no one really knew or talked to. It was at this time we discovered the youth conference community through the People's RE program and heard all about the great youth that attend them. I then got to know some of the awesome youth that attended them that year. When the second year rolled around, I was still kind of awkward and shy, but I started to attend the UU youth conferences more and started to practice my people skills, and I managed to make some friends from the con community. It really helped me become more confident and break out of my shell. As I got to my junior year, I became more social and outspoken. I made even more friends, especially at the youth conferences. And I now very much look forward, to this point. I looked forward to each and every one of them. I had even made more friendships and connections. And even though some of them had bridged, I still hang out with them. I became more social and outspoken in RE as well. I especially enjoyed our trip to Kalahari Water Park as a group. I think that was, yeah. And we all shared some good memories on that trip. Finally, my senior year came around, and I've made more friends than I ever thought I would. I've gotten to know so many people that I wouldn't have if not for this community. That introduced me to them. And I will continue to use these great skills that I learned in RE on my journey in the field of nursing. I will be finishing up my studies in KVCC's nursing program and continuing on to Western Michigan University to become a certified nurse practitioner. My time has come to say goodbye to everyone in the youth program and to all the teachers that have helped me on my journey to becoming more social and comfortable with myself and others. I also welcome the new generation of freshmen into the high school program and wish them the best of luck on their journey of self-discovery and just general growth. Bye.
I am not short. That's okay. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Jackson Krause, and I've been a part of People's Church since fourth grade, which means I've been here for about half of my life, and that's like, whoa. When starting to come up with the speech, one of the things that really stood out to me was that I hadn't really considered the amount of time this church and its values have been part of my life, and I know it's not as long as it has been for a number of the other youth out here, but
it still had a really big effect on my growth. And I think the other thing that I discovered was how difficult it is for me to really organize my experiences here and what it all means to me. So I apologize in advance if I ramble on a bit. I guess there's just so much to say. So I probably mentioned in my first coming-of-age speech back in eighth grade that I had a really strange and in some ways kind of traumatizing experience with religion before coming to Peoples that left me really apprehensive about church and religion in general. But coming to Peoples made me completely reconsider this. I had never conceived of a religion not based on answers already found, but on trying to find answers, whatever they are. I had never seen a library full of books from Christianity to Buddhism, and certainly never thought I would see them in the same church. And I had never been part of a community so friendly, open, and caring about the deepest questions of life. The blessings of having these things has brought me so much. One of the most important things I've gained from Peoples are simply the memories, and boy, is there a lot to remember. The memories that first come to mind are my memories of religious education classes. As I look back, I find myself amazed by the patience of my many RE teachers over the years, who dealt with me as I awkwardly figured out what the heck was going on in middle school, and their ability to balance helping me figure that out with teaching me about the spiritual world around me. No easy task. I also remember making some of my most meaningful and honest friendships in RE classes. I have memories of doing all sorts of things with these people, from considering the meaning behind Taoist teachings to running around the church grounds, literally pretending to be a bunch of wild animals. But my memories here aren't just limited to classes. They extend to singing silly carols and eating pasties at the annual holiday bazaar. They include countless Sundays hanging out with our own legendary band Rainbow Oblivion. And probably most importantly, they include the many times I've felt a small part of myself become awakened to something I never knew or hadn't considered before, whether it be from a service or while just chatting with my friends here. Another massive thing I have to take away from Peoples is the impact it's had on how I live my life. Being part of this church has encouraged me to really think about what I believe in and has provided me with plenty of resources to do so. From the ideological inclusiveness of our services to the religious education visits to many different churches, I have learned so much about different faiths. I found that it's not simply knowing what I really find joy in, but the process of getting closer to knowing that I love, step by step, learning something new every day to reach closer to the truth. As I build off of the UU Foundation to understand what I really believe, I've surrounded myself with a rather eccentric amalgamation of sources. For instance, if you were to look at one bookshelf in my room right now, you would probably find the Christian Bible, the Tao Te Ching, teachings from Buddhist monk Pema Chodron, as well as The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin, and an ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. You know, personally, I'm not a big believer on like the alligator lion hippo thing that's going to eat my soul if it's not lighter than a grade A ostrich feather, but it's interesting to read about. You know, there's some truth in all religion, right? The friends that I surround myself with have faiths that range from Catholicism to Hinduism to Islam to atheism. Even regarding simple things like music or food, I've worked on trying new things within these categories, broadening my mind to the possibilities within them. I'm willing to give just about anything a try, and I try my best to look at anything with an open heart and mind. All thanks to my spiritual foundation and our principles. And I know that I won't be leaving these principles behind anytime soon because of the most important thing that I've gained from People's Church, I think, the church itself. Both this physical church and the spirit of this community I have shared half of my life with have been the safest place for me to come back to, the best place to gain insight from, and the most encouraging place for me to learn and grow as a person in. As fall comes around this year, I will be attending Western Michigan University to major in music performance with the bassoon. I know, big shocker, huh, guys? And now that I don't have any interfering commitments with a junior symphony woodwind quintet, I have every intention of returning here for Sunday service as often as I can. And even if in the future I end up going to a distant graduate school or find life taking me somewhere else far away, I know that in the end I will always end up coming back here. People's Church made me a much better kid. It made me a much better teenager, and it has and will continue to make me a much better young adult in this world. There are so many individual people here today and not who I wish I could thank, but I know I can't simply because of how long it would take and out of fear of missing someone out of so many. And I ultimately must thank everyone before me right now for in some way instilling the Unitarian Universalist values within me. Because a religious building and holy teachings are ultimately meaningless with no one to use them. What truly makes a church are the people inside, the people who come every Sunday for worship, who make a place and its teachings meaningful. It is you, the congregation, who are truly people's church. It is everyone here today and everyone who has come Sunday since the first day I walked into this building, making this place the place that it is, who have made me the person that I am today. For that, I am eternally grateful and am forever indebted to your inspiration. Thank you all so much for making me, me. I will always make sure, no matter how long it takes me to physically come back here, that I will always be what you have all helped build me into, the best person I can possibly be. Thank you all so much.
The youth have requested that a few members of the church come forward and offer their words of wisdom, advice, and blessings to our wonderful group of seniors.
It's been a journey. Words you probably hear a lot at this stage in your lives, but I say it as someone who's walked side by side with you not too long ago. All your journeys will be different and come with unique highs and lows. This past year, I began my first year of college, and while my newfound independence has been exciting beyond anything I imagined it would be, I've also faced some of the worst loneliness of my life. It's darker times like those that I reflect back on our UU principles. In particular, the seventh, which is my favorite, the respect for the interdependent web of life of which we are a part. No matter how tough your classes are or your job is or whatever you'll be doing, remember that you're surrounded by a web of people who care for you and will support you in times of need. If nobody else, all of you have either have it or can easily obtain my contact information. One of the most important lessons I've learned this past year, which I'd like to pay forward today, is that we really can and should take life one step at a time, be it the next homework assignment or hour at work or whatever you're doing, and ask for help when the path begins to wobble too much for comfort. There's always at least one person to steady the path, if not a web's worth.
Made mine significantly a bit shorter. But I had like a sentence to get it out. So learning how to fail is maybe the most important thing that you can do, not just because this is how we grow and learn and change and improve, but because failure is inevitable. Quoting Jean-Luc Picard, it is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. This is not weakness. This is life.
I am definitely short. My advice is as follows. Go out with hope, but with an awareness of the risks. Be loving and open to new experiences, but think carefully about the consequences of enjoying them. Deal with others as you would be treated, and trust that you will get that treatment in return. If not, take care how you deal with that other in the future. And may you find some way to involve yourself in art, music, painting, gardening, athletics, crafting, something that is yours and you can find solace in if things go awry. Try weeding. It is very therapeutic, meditative, and you can see immediate results. This is a lovely thing. And if asked to do something for a group or someone, even a good cause, even a very good cause, ask if it feeds your soul and makes you happy. If not, say no.
So when I was in high school, and when I left high school and did my kind of post-high school thing, I was a complete and utter mess. I would describe my life at about age 20, 21, as I was trying to save the world by being in a punk rock band. That's really, in essence, what I was doing. And I was just a mess. And probably the best piece of advice I got was actually from a book called Love Tactics. And in the book, what I discovered was if you go on a date with somebody and all you do is talk about how terrible you are, they're probably not going to get a second date. And the book, it actually taught me how to ask the other person questions about their life. And I began to realize that a date didn't just have to involve me talking about myself and how awful I was. So that's probably the best piece of advice that I got. And it also taught me to not be attached to what another person's response is. So the book really recommended ask anybody you want to date, and then if they say no, be very gracious and accept that, because that's just where they're at. And to be unattached was kind of a revelation to me. So that would be the piece of advice that I would give.
I grew up in the 60s. My generation had a whole bunch of slogans that were real common, such as, don't trust anyone over 30. That, of course, referred to the anti-war movement about Vietnam. Another one was, you are part of the problem, you're part of the solution, or you're part of the problem. That was Black Panthers. And that had to do with racism. Your generation will have your own slogans or sound bites. When you hear one, ask yourself how or if it lines up with our UU values. They are a handy guide for helping you make a good choice for yourself. Good luck, and thank you.
I thank the youth for inviting me up here. I think it's an honor. So I wrote you a little poem. It's called Pondering UU Principle Number 2. You've been taught to seek justice and equity, and the lessons of life do not end. So posture yourself in compassion, endear yourself to each friend. When the love that you seek breaks you open, offer grace to the world from within. Walk humble and strong. Let your truth be your song. Sing it boldly right up to the end. And tears are good for the soul. There's much to lose on the way. But teach others and strive to be tender. What you give can heal each day. Laugh at your foibles and failures. Smile and judge yourself light as a friend. Walk humble and strong. Take your beautiful song, sing it boldly right up to the end.
Now I invite the high schoolers to come up to bridge the eighth graders in, and will the eighth graders please stand over here in that general area.
Okay.
As we bridge our seniors, we'd like to welcome the eighth graders into our high school community through the seven principles.
This rock represents the first UU principle of the inherent worth and dignity of all people. You must remember that in high school, there will definitely be people that you don't like. And you have to remember that this, with this first principle, that every person has their worth, even if it might be a little hard to remember that.
This stone represents the second principle, justice, equality, and compassion in human relations. Please remember that in a world with injustice, pain, and gossip, or as the teens would like to say, the tea, it is important to treat our family, friends, and even our enemies with acceptance, understanding, and love.
This stone represents the third principle, acceptance of one another and encouragement of spiritual growth in our congregations. Please remember to stay true to one another and accept all who cross your path.
This stone represents the fourth UU principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. The fourth principle calls us to continually search for truth and meaning, to exist beyond bonds of dogma and oppression, and to wrestle freely with truth and meaning as they evolve. As you go forth into your high school years, we challenge you to engage in this free and responsible quest and to continue to challenge the status quo by always seeking the truth.
All right, this stone represents the fifth principle, the right of conscience and the use of democratic process within our congregations and a society at large. This can be said in a much simpler way, a commitment to the value of each person. With this said, please remember, as you transition into high school, it's important to recognize the value of yourself and the value of those around you.
This stone represents the sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. All of us must work together to improve the world we live in, creating a fairer, more peaceful, and loving future. Remember, as you go about life, be thinking to yourself, what can I do right now, if only a small thing, to make this world a better place?
This stone represents the seventh principle, respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Remember to respect all living things. This includes everyone you may meet. Not only to respect them, but to acknowledge that everything living is connected in some way.
All right. As upcoming ninth graders, we welcome you into the high school youth group, and you may now cross that bridge thing. I now would like to invite the young adults ages 18 to 35 to come up, like, right over there. Yeah. Like, on that side of the bridge, because you guys are gone. This one? All right, can I go now? Okay. All right, seniors, you guys can cross this bridge thing, okay? But remember to take the seven UU principles with you wherever you may go.
Yeah, you guys can go now.
Giving each of our seniors a chalice made by Garen Young, a member of our congregation, to take with them out into the world to always remember the light of our congregation to take with them. And I want to just take a moment to acknowledge those adults who have worked with our youth this year. So if I could ask all of the youth advisors to please come up here for just a moment. Rachel Chatter-Ambert, Ben Jones, Jana Watson, Kualdeep Kaur, Andrew DeGraw, Mackenzie Hatfield. I think everybody's not here today. Megan Grabemeyer. These people have done a great job. They've worked with our 8th and 9th grade class and our 10th through 12th grade class. And it's because of their amazing commitment and leadership that we have this phenomenal group of young people up here today. So I just want to offer them a huge round of applause with our seniors. Thank you.
I invite you, if you are willing and able, to please stand and sing our closing song.
Love will guide us, peace has tried us, hope inside us will lead the way.
You have found freedom, take it with you into the world. If you have found comfort, go and share it with others. If you have dreamed dreams, help one another that they may come true. If you have known love, give some back to a bruised and hurting world. Go in peace.